Thank you all so much. There's Miss Autumn. Come on up here. Run up here, Autumn. Run up here. Run up here. Run up here. Good to see you all. I'm so glad you're here. I need those microphones again. Thank you so much, choir. Thank you so much, media ministry, and just all of you for just celebrating what God is doing in the life of our church family. Isn't it beautiful to see all of our generations represented here in worship? Isn't it beautiful? As I shared with you before, I wanted some special help today. Since today is first grade Bible, I want to ask all of our first graders, if you would, get your parents' help, that they could help you find Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 is where our message is coming from. That's page 1296 in your Bibles. For you adults, if you have the same Bible we're working with, then it's page 1296. That's where we find the second chapter of Ephesians. And I've asked Autumn and Granger to help me to read that text. Are you ready, boys and girls? Are you all ready? Oh, you didn't sound like you're ready. Are you ready? That's a little better. That's a little better. Okay, ladies first. Always girls first, right? Girls first. Okay, yeah. You ready?
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts like the rest. We were by nature deserving of wrath.
Great job.
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
That's right. Amen. Thank you all. Great job. Great job. Thank you all. We're going to do this more often. I love this. But did you hear them? By grace, we have been saved. It's by grace that you and I have been saved. You know, when the Apostle Paul begins this particular passage, this second chapter, As you heard Autumn share that at one time we all lived a certain way, he starts by describing what our lives were like before grace gripped us, before we were saved. He describes what our life was like. In fact, he used some weighty words to describe our condition. Because if you have your Bibles open, you'll see that the first verse of the second chapter states very clearly, as for you. Go ahead and help me preach for a moment. Just tell your neighbor he's talking about you. No, you got to say it like you mean it. Tell him, say he's talking about you. Yeah, you're right. All of us, I heard you. He says, as for you, you were dead in trespasses. You were dead in transgressions and in sin, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who now works in those who are disobedient. Get this. Apostle Paul is writing this from prison. First graders, I mean, he is in a bad place. Prison is a bad place. He is in a difficult place. He is in a Roman prison. He is under the guards of military might, and they're watching him each and every day. How many of you have parents that watch you like that? I mean, they watch you each and every day. They're tracking his movements. If he had a cell phone, they would know everybody he called, everybody he texted. I mean, they're looking at everything that he is doing. In fact, if we're really honest about it, the Apostle Paul is a prisoner. He's an inmate. He, in fact, in our contextual context, the context of the text is that he's a prisoner. If you were to draw a hermeneutical bridge to present day, he'd be a felon, guilty of murder, serving a sentence in prison. And while he's in this bad place, he has a lot of time to write, to think, to reflect. And this prisoner pens a letter to the church. It's amazing that God can lead us to do good even from a bad place. That our context, our circumstances do not stop God's ability to use us. Oh, but apart from God, our lives are not just in a bad place. Our lives are in the worst place. We, according to the description of the Bible, we are like the walking dead. I know none of you Christians know anything about that spiritually, we are the walking dead. Look at it. In your translation, it says that we were walking. We were dead in our transgressions and sin, and we are walking, following the rule of the power of the air. We are lifeless. And first graders, I mean, this is like having no spiritual sensitivity at all. You know, we were, as God describes it, we were without life. We were empty. Before God moved in our lives, we didn't have life. In fact, we were like my two friends here. You see my two friends here? It's not good for me to hold them by their hair, huh? That's like abusive, right? My two friends here, right? Yeah, I mean, look at them. There's no life in them. I got a first grader and a parent. Okay, here it is. When our lives are found in sin, before we know God, before God ever moves on our hearts, we're lifeless. We're not going anywhere. We can't do anything productive. Our souls are empty. This is what he says. He says, no, don't put this on YouTube or this don't do Facebook Live today. I am not the puppeteer. Okay. But understand, young people, understand, my adults, before God chose to move in our lives were sinking, stuck, lifeless, without any without any purpose. We were dead. Dead. I need some help here. Who wants to help me? I need some help. I need some help. Come on up here. I need some help. Come on up here. Come on, Seth. Come help me out here. Come on. Hurry now. You gotta hurry. Because these lifeless beings. Come on. You coming? Okay, I need somebody else then. Come on. I need a first grader. Come on. Run. You're running. Come on, run. Get up here. All right. Now hold on. Wait. Can't do it like this. I need a girl. Yeah, I can't have two guys. Let me see who that looks like the most. Seth, who do you think they look like? You or him?
Which one?
This one. Looks like more you or like more him? Who do you think?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe him, huh?
Maybe, but on the other hand, it could be me.
It could be you? You're right, because at the time, it was all of us. All of us was just like this. Right, so don't leave me, Seth. Stay here. Hey, Autumn, good to see you. Will you help me out? Because all of us, before we got help, who helped us?
God.
God, you see, I'm glad you're paying attention to the sermon, because some of them, they're only paying attention to these puppets, and I don't understand why they're doing that. I don't know. But all of us were lifeless and helpless before, who helped us out?
God.
Before God came to help us. So our lives were dead. Dead. Lifeless. Don't leave me, Seth. Hang with me. We were without movement, without value. Are they moving?
Look pretty good to me.
They look pretty good to you, huh, man? They just there. He says, when sin had us, that unless God came to rescue us, we would still be dead. And so before we think that we are so good, are we good? You trying to say I preach loud, bro? You know why? Let me tell you why. Because way over there, see, they can't hear me unless I shout.
Yeah, but could you mind not doing it so close to me? Because I think you're about to make me go deaf.
Okay, I'll do my best. You know, you're right. Because we were deaf. To God, boy, you gonna preach that thing for me, right? Yeah, we are deaf to God. Did y'all hear him? We were deaf to God's word. We couldn't hear. And I want you to get this, because unless God in grace entered our lives to awaken our hearts and our ears, y'all still with me? Okay, to awaken our hearts and our ears to hear him, we would still be deaf. And if you shout to someone who is spiritually dead, no matter how much you shout, can they hear you?
Nope.
No. I like Seth. We're going to do this more often, brother. This is good.
As much as I like to preach, I think that I barely vet up to the experts.
Oh, you a bad boy. All right, that's your exit cue? All right, now y'all don't do that. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Seth. Help me thank God for Seth. Help me thank God for that. We needed help beyond our ability to, hey, y'all come on up here. We needed help beyond our ability to help ourselves. Because until God enters our lives are helpless. But then you read something, Autumn.
I said God.
That's right, you said God. Because God came to where we were, and he picked us up. Will you pick one of those up? Huh? Would you pick one of those up? And get this. Not only did he pick us up, but he was willing to get inside of us. Can you make the puppet get inside the puppet? Can you get inside of her? Don't put it on. I'm saying, like, put your hand in it. We can do it. We can figure this thing out, because I'm not a puppeteer, but we're going to figure it. Ooh, all right, here you go. Here you go. Go all the way in there. All the way in there. All the way in there. Put your hand in there. You got your hand all the way up there? Now, let's see if you can make her mouth move. Yep, all right, there it is. All right. Now here it is. Here is the gift. Go ahead and give him a hand clap. Give him a hand clap. Don't go anywhere, because y'all going to help me out here. Understand that our salvation, understand that this gift that God has given us starts with who? Say, you're not saying it like you know it. Starts with who? Autumn told you who it starts with. It starts with God. And until God, what happened here? What's the problem? Until God came and entered our lives, our hearts were not receptive to receiving his word. We were lifeless. Oh, but can I read the text again, Autumn? Can I read it? Can I read the way you read it? Can I read it? Look at it. Make them dance a little bit, because they need to see life. They need to see life. It says, all of us also lived at one time in disobedience like the rest, and without God, we deserved wrath. But because of his great love, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ Jesus. Get this. You were lifeless. What's his name?
Tim.
You were lifeless, Tim. And you were lifeless. What's her name? Gotta give her a name.
Jordan.
Jordan and Tim represents how our lives are without grace. Boy, you good. You did this good. Yeah, without grace. But when God comes in our lives, he gives us hope. He gives us a smile. He gives us a song because we have. Anybody in here knows anything about amazing grace? And no, come on. Anybody here knows about what happens when God comes in your life and he gives you hope when you are hopeless, when you are messed up, he gives you a miracle, and when you are left out, he still gives you love? Anybody know about God's amazing grace? Hey, why don't y'all keep my friends, okay? Keep my friends and bring them down there. Make sure they don't cut up. Make sure she pays attention. Okay. Right. Help me thank God for our kids. Come on, help me thank God for our kids. Apart from God, we are in the worst place. We're dead. We're lifeless. But God's great love gives us mercy in place of our misery. God's love does that. And listen, before we get so caught up that we believe that we're so good on our own, the text reminds us that apart from God, we were lifeless. We were in misery. Kind of reminds me of J.R. Hutchwell and Tony, because they themselves found themselves in Anchorage, Alaska, as they were hunting. Any hunters in here? All right. Any people against hunting? All right, pray for me. Okay, I hear this. They were hunting duck in Anchorage, Alaska, and there they were, Owen. They were in the duck flats. In Anchorage, and as they were moving, the testimony is such that as Tony was moving forward, his foot got stuck in what he was standing on. And then when he tried to get himself out with his other foot got stuck. And he began to sink, so he cried out to his friend JR, and he said, JR is quicksand. JR heard him, and JR took his belt off and tried to help his friend out. But you know what happened to JR? JR, you know his story, don't you? Because he threw it out there, but his friend grabbed it, but JR took a step, and then he got stuck. And so the hunter is sinking in what surrounded him. Oh, but here's the good news. Rescuers came, and they began to paddle out to rescue them there in Anchorage, Alaska, on the duck flats. And there they are paddling to rescue them. But guess what happened as they paddled their boats? That's right. Because they were in the same thing. All of them were in the same boat. And they were sinking. And so there was a call that was made out to the local Air Force. And the Air Force then sent a rescue helicopter that came to fly over where they were. And they extended a rescue line down to the hunter who was sinking. By now, the quicksand had reached his chest, and he was sinking down. But when he grabbed the rope and they put the rescue rope around him, Seth, when they pulled up, he cried out in pain because it was too much power that was pulling on him. And so they descended to about 30 feet. Get this, because I want you to get the gospel in this. And they pulled up, and he cried out with pain because he couldn't get up. It was hurting too much because the copter had so much power that it could literally rip him apart. But time's moving on, and he's continuing to sink. So the helicopter pilot descends all the way down to where the dark silt quicksand was. Got in the danger of rushing winds and gently lifted him out of what he was stuck in. I hope you understand the gospel in this presentation. Because the Bible declares, don't close your Bible. The Bible declares that God, in his great love for us, that in his rich mercy, he made us alive in Christ, even though we were dead in our transgressions. It was by grace we were saved, and God raised us up with Christ. Get this, the helicopter pilot descends with the rescue line to exactly where the hunters are sinking and gently lifts them up out of the miry clay that they were in. And I'm always reminded when I read the testimony that that's what grace is. It's not that we deserved it, not that we could do it on our own, but God looked from high, looked down low, saw what humanity was stuck in, and God himself in Christ Jesus came to where we were to gently raise us up to be where he is. Oh, you're not with me just yet. Let me help you understand this. First graders, holler at me for a moment. First graders, let me, where you at? Where are my first graders? Where are my first graders? Where are my first graders? There you are, there you are, there you are. There's a song. You're going to learn it a little later. In fact, Austin, I'm going to need your help. Where is Austin at? I'm going to need your help with this because there's a song that Brother Rowe wrote in 1912 that helps us understand this. You see, it's God who gives us grace so that in him we could live in the best place. God gives us grace. And Brother Roe reminded me of it because he came up with this song that was somewhat of a testimony. Hey, first graders, look at your parents. Because if they grew up in the church I grew up in, they know this song. It kind of goes like, da, let's see, da 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 da. You hear, listen. Back to VBS right now, okay? You ready? I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters now safe. And this is how we used to do it in VBS. Come on, stand up. Love lift. You didn't stand up, you're too slow. Love lifted me. Sit back down. When nothing else could help, love. This is what grace did. Love. Now you're too young to move that slow. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All right, now that was the warm-up version. Because the text says, keep going, hang with me, Austin. The text tells us that when he lifts us to be raised and seated with him in the heavenly reigns, he does it in order, verse 7 says, in order that the coming age he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So that means then that we are showcase of God's grace. That when people see us, they see the love of God. Because the truth is, we're all a grace case. That the reason we are where we are is because of God's amazing grace. So now this time, when you sing it, I want you to show off. I want you to let folk know that you are gripped by God's amazing grace. And this is your testimony. If you believe in Jesus and you love the Lord, you were sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore. But because of his grace, he lifted you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Now we need the VBS version. You ready? Come on. A little faster. Come on. That's it.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore.
Let me hear you.
Sinking, stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me.
Come on,
love lifted me when nothing
stand. So I'm like, ooh, I didn't know I was coming for aerobic exercise in church. I thought I was just going to hear the message. I didn't know I was going to. But you are the message. And every now and then a message ought to move you. And when we think about the great love of God, that he saw where we were. He knew our situation. And in his love, he rescued us. And even before we knew we were in trouble, he demonstrated his love. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in his death, he paid the penalty for sin that we owe. Oh, that's why the Bible says, but God in his grace, but God in his great love. He chose to meet us in our mess and through him make us into miracles. Don't forget that. Don't lose your awe for the awesomeness of God's love for you. And celebrate it every day. That when you look out and you realize that God rescued you from a situation you couldn't get yourself out of, the worst situation, bondage to sin, may it remind you that there's nothing God can't get you out of. But you have to be willing to trust him. Believe him. And when you do, you too will be a recipient of God's amazing grace. Christ said, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He said, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Your life is without purpose, without peace, without grace. Christ Jesus wants to give you true life, the abundant life. And when you hear him calling you, submit, surrender to him. And I promise you too will be able to see that it was love that lifted you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We pray that the truth of God's word is both encouraging and uplifting to you. If you'd like more information about our church, service times, or locations, or if you have a question about what you heard today and you want to connect with someone, I want to encourage you to visit us on our website at championforest.org. Have a great day, and God bless.